This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by the new Village Co-op coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. These are beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private balconies, and lots of amenities. Maintenance-free living, all on one level. Does that sound like America to you? America. With no shoveling. Huh?
Yes, please.
Never have to replace another roof, window, or appliance.
Yes, please.
Enjoy the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches, they go to someone else.
No mowing, no trimming.
There we go.
Pass.
Hey, where are we? Where are we? Stars and Stripes. You can't.
Oh, sorry.
And the eagle. Yes, the eagle flies. Yes, exactly right. Anyway, you want to sit in on one of the monthly seminars to learn more about the new Village Co-op. Call Carrie today, Village Cooperative Fargo, 701-997-2900. Online at villagecooperative.com. Today'd be a good day to own that place. As I see the white stuff's coming down again here with the wind and the whole deal.
Yuck.
Best text of the day came in during the break from a listener that says the key is to stick together in unity with our butts to the wind when the going gets tough. And he has some cattle doing that very same thing right now in a photo that he sent along as well.
Fantastic.
Exactly right.
Great American.
Sticking
advice.
Together. These cattle, they know a little something. Putin didn't think we would have unity and thought he could easily blitz his neighbor. Not so fast. Yeah, I love it. That's going up today on my Facebook page for sure. Stephen Moore is the founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. He was a former Trump senior economic advisor and joins us today to talk a little bit about the economic place we find ourselves in. Steve, welcome back. Let's start with what keeps you up at night these days.
Well, I think obviously it is the out of control inflation that's reminiscent of what we saw in the 1970s when Jimmy Carter was president. And this is a direct result of the massive multi-trillions of dollars of spending that Biden has done that we cannot afford. And it is just tragic that we have a president who continues to say, gee, you know, the solution to the inflation problem is to spend another $5 trillion. I mean, they haven't even given up on this ludicrous, Build Back Better bill, which would, you know, bankrupt our country. I mean, can you imagine how bad inflation would be, Scott, if they had passed that Build Back Better bill? I mean, thank God for Joe Manchin for saving our country. But this is a dangerous time for our country. It is every time I hear Joe Biden say, I'm not raising taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000. I mean, I just laugh. I wonder if he's drinking his own Kool-Aid. I mean, come on. This is a situation right now where every time you go to the grocery store or the gas pump, you're paying this Biden inflation tax. And, Scott, there was a new report out today that I think is maybe a little bit high in its estimate by Bloomberg, and they estimate that inflation this year will cost the average family about $5,000 in lost purchasing power. So that's, I think that's a little bit on the high side, but even if $3,000 or $4,000, that's quite a significant financial pinch for American families.
I see even a Clinton Treasury Secretary and well-respected economist on the left, Larry Summers, has bailed out of the Biden camp over this. That's not insignificant, is it?
It isn't. Well, I mean, it's common sense. You know, I mean, it's common sense. If you spend and borrow and then print trillions of dollars, you're going to have inflation. This is junior high economics. It's amazing to me. You know, there was this idea that was floating around a few years ago by some second-rate left-wing professors at some second-rate universities called modern monetary theory. And it was this laughable idea that a country like the United States could just spend and spend and borrow whatever we want, and it's not going to cost us anything because we're the world reserve currency. And, you know, we laughed at that idea when these dingbats came up with it. But my gosh, that's what Biden is doing. He's practicing modern monetary theory. Let's see if we can bankrupt the United States of America. And he's doing a pretty good job of it. The good news is that the Biden agenda seems to have slammed to a halt right now. As I said, you know, as I said earlier, Joe Manchin has really been the hero. He's the Democrat from West Virginia who's refused to go along with a lot of this stuff. And then, of course, the energy crisis is just it's a man-made crisis. It's a crisis made in Washington because of the anti-fossil fuel policies of this administration. So, you know, this is a tough time for our country, and we have a president who is out of, you know, he is so captured by the radical green left that he can't seem to do anything right.
What's the way out of the inflation mess? I mean, given the hole that's being dug day in and day out, I mean, how does this movie end?
We have to cut spending. We have to radically cut government spending. And, you know, if I were president right now, I'd call for a 10 or 15% across the board reduction in every government program. That's easily achievable, by the way. We can cut spending. I mean, there's $400 billion that's been stolen from the unemployment benefit program, from Medicaid, from the PPP program. All these programs are just being ripped off with fraud, and nobody does any. I mean, by the way, I didn't say $400 million, Scott. I said $400 billion. And they act like this is some kind of cost of doing business. So let's get rid of the fraud. The idea that we're going to raise taxes by $2.5 trillion, as Biden proposed in his budget last week, I mean, that would only reduce the supply of goods and services and make inflation worse. So this is a the White House in it right now. And the good news is, you know, as my buddy Larry Kudlow says, the cavalry is coming. You saw some election results this week from some of the Midwestern states where Democrats are just getting slaughtered everywhere because people are so angry at their, you know, poor performance.
It worries me, though, because that is so obvious, given the polling, that it's a reason for these folks to double down. I mean, that budget doesn't look to be a recognition of, hey, we're not this stuff isn't selling with the American people. We better rein this in. They're doing exactly the opposite. They're doubling down. I mean, it could be an insurmountable hole to dig out of by the time you get Republican majorities in one house or both, right?
Yeah, great point, Scott. And I've made that same point. People ask me, you know, is Build Back Better really dead? That's the $5 trillion, you know, spending bill that Biden wanted that would have reversed virtually all of the gains we've made as conservatives over the last 30 years. And I always say, I will know Build Back Better is dead when we take that gavel out of the hands of Nancy Pelosi in January of 2023. Then I'll know Build Back Better is dead. And you're right. There was a statement by Chuck Schumer, who's the Senate Majority Leader, saying we're gonna try to, you know, pass a you know, a slimmed down version of Build Back Better. You know, so you're right. They haven't given up. They realize that the window is slamming shut, and they are very much in the mode of basically trying to get everything they can done now in the next, you know, 6 months before they lose control of the House and Senate.
Our guest is Stephen Moore today. Steve is, of course, former Trump senior economic advisor and also founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Not complicated on how to do this. We've seen this movie before, and we have obviously now seen also what the inflationary pressures have come from. Too much spending and obviously too much printing money. What role do you see the Federal Reserve playing in trying to tamp this down?
Yeah. That's a good point. You know, I left that out, which is they are also culpable here. And I've been arguing for a year, about 12 months now, that the Fed is way behind the curve. They should have been raising interest rates. You know, we were operating under a virtual zero interest rate policy, and that was just, you know, shoveling free money into the economy. And, you know, the problem is that inflation is like a tumor, right? And it metastasizes, and you got to get rid of it. You got to pull it out. You got to extract the inflation, because the longer it lingers, the bigger it gets, and it's like a, you know, to use another metaphor, it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. It gets bigger and bigger if you don't do anything about it. And so the Fed has been asleep at the switch, no question. As you know or may recall, I was nominated to be on the Fed by Donald Trump, and I guarantee you, if I were on the Federal Reserve Board right now, I'd be raising holy hell. That's why they didn't want me, right? Because I was a troublemaker. But I would not have, I would be, you know, sounding the alarm, and I would have sounded about a year ago. So the Fed has taken some, you know, some half measures to deal with this inflation, a quarter percentage point increase in rates, and, you know, then another quarter percent. But they've got to move faster to get this inflation under control, and they haven't done it.
Boy, build back better. How about leave it, William? Put it back the way it was. Well, just put it back.
What I find very interesting is, I mean, he literally, you talk about this hole that has been dug, how much worse that would be with Build Back Broke. And again, Joe Manchin was the reason that didn't happen. Kyrsten Sinema was the reason that didn't happen. And guess what?
Yep.
They were able to say, no, we did infrastructure over here. So it comes back to the strategy in the infrastructure bill that nobody likes because it doesn't have everything we like in it. It has some Biden garbage in it, but it prevented this situation being even worse. And as he points out, we still have a fight on that front, without question. Steve Moore will continue with us after a break here and talk more about what we do about it.
He's spot on.
He's one of the best of the best, no doubt about it. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, my friend Mike Lindell, standing by right now saying, okay, the shopping channels have canceled him. The big box stores have canceled him. Guess who hasn't canceled him? Us. We the people. He's a patriot, and he makes the best products on earth. All American-made. Guess what? 10-year guarantee, 60-day money-back warranty. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. MetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. MetroServe USA. Big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99. Salted nut rolls, 3 for $2. Liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50. And a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. MetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Steve Moore from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, founder and also former Trump senior economic advisor, and thanks for the reminder. Trump wanted you on the Federal Reserve. We know why now, and we wish you were there, Steve. But you're not advising this president anymore, unfortunately. I wish he was listening to you, just like Trump did. What's in his budget that we need to be worried about?
That budget is an abomination. It is, as you just said earlier, it's a doubling down. Instead of saying, hey, you know what, we made a lot of mistakes, And look, I work for two presidents. I work for Reagan and I work for Trump. And, you know, I think they were great presidents, but even they made mistakes. But you've got to recognize your mistakes. I mean, Scott, somebody has to show me something that's going right in this country and that's gone right under Biden's leadership. And we have an out-of-control border. We have crime out of control in all our major cities. We have $4 to $5 gasoline in most areas of the country. We have inflation that's as high as it's been in 40 years. You know, we have just one problem. We have the national security crisis because of what happened in Afghanistan, which was an embarrassment to the United States. So I could go on and on. You know, all of what's happening with our schools, it's just a disgrace. And people are angry, and they should be. And this is what happens when we put liberals in power, you know, and they are kind of drunk with power right now, frankly. So I despair because that budget has $2.5 trillion of new taxes. Can you imagine that? $2.5 trillion more taxes on top of, you know, an economy that's already slowing down. They just don't get it. All they want to do, all the liberals want to do, is tax and tax and tax and spend and spend and spend. And then they have their religion, and their religion is climate change. And it is not a science, it's a religion. We're dealing with fanatics, religious fanatics, that will not do what's right for the country because they are willing to bring our economy to its knees, even though, by the way, the United States is not responsible for the greenhouse gas emissions. It's basically all coming from China. So why do you think China, Scott, cares about climate change?
Yeah, and I'm wondering how much the American people care about it as well, because if you had the ability to register people at the pumps for the upcoming election, I think you'd see what's coming.
Oh,
because
for sure.
And you pointed out the other day in your newsletter, headline in the New York Times, as gas prices soar, as gas prices soar, Biden's climate ambitions sputter. Well, I hope so, because there's the cause and effect there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this has been a radical agenda that has dismantled American energy, and now it's almost criminal and it's immoral that now we have to get our oil and gas from, you know, places like Russia and Saudi Arabia rather than, Texas and North Dakota. I don't understand the logic of that. I want to do a shout out to your senator there, Kevin Cramer, who's done an amazing job. And, he's been a voice of reason on energy policy. But these people are zealots. You know, they really don't care what this does to the American economy. It's some kind of penance, I guess, we have to pay for our sins. I don't even understand the logic of a lot of these policies, but it's quite depressing to me and scary, frankly.
You mentioned China, obviously. This is an interesting contrast as well, because China's economic policy is actually reverting to more, supply-side economics. They're cutting taxes when Biden is
exactly
raising taxes, right?
Isn't that the most amazing thing, that China is cutting taxes and we're raising them? And what's wrong with that picture, you know? What the heck is wrong with that picture? So I agree. It's a really dangerous time for our country. We need good leadership. I met with Trump a few weeks ago. We talked for about 45 minutes. I mean, I got to tell you, I think that guy is running for president. I think he is absolutely committed to rebuilding our economy, making America great again. And, you know, I didn't always agree with the decisions that Trump made, but I always felt like he was putting America first in terms of his decisions. I'm not so sure this administration does this.
Let's talk a little bit about that before we let you go, related to the political cycle here. We're sitting here early in April. The November election seems like it's 100 years from now, and of course that's just a midterm, and then we'll have an immediate focus on 2024. Is President Trump, as the standard bearer, as the nominee, the best way to right-size this ship, or would it be right back to him being the punching bag and ultimately a distraction that makes 2024 more difficult? What's your take on that?
Look, I think we can turn things around in this country. I really do. But, you know, we also have to be very serious about the problems we face as a country right now and how we are going to, turn things around. And we've got to put, as Trump said, we've got to put America first. And we just have not been doing that. And it's really a sad turn of events. But, look, I have faith in our country. I have faith in the American people. And we will make the right decisions for our country. We'll make the right decisions in November. And then we'll get rid of this horrific president. And I don't know if it's going to be Donald Trump or, you know, Ron DeSantis or Kim Reynolds. We've got a great bench of Republicans, Scott, and that's the good news. So I got to run, but it's great to talk to you again. You know, as I said, the cavalry is coming. Don't be depressed, folks. We have to punish these people at the polls for what they've done to our country, and I think that's exactly what the American people are going to do.
And every time somebody fills up, they join that camp these days, that's for sure, or buys a loaf of bread or some meat at the store or anything else. There's a great awakening happening, and that is the positive part of this this mess. They now know the consequences of that vote for Biden, yep, for sure. Keep battling.
Your vote matters, folks.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. Keep fighting, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Take care. Have a great weekend.
One of the best right there, our friend Steve Moore. Again, an optimistic note. See the trend we have going here, fellas?
You bet.
Can I give you a little more good news? It comes from actually the newsletter that Steve puts out every day, the Unleash Prosperity Hotline. If you go to committeetounleashprosperity.com. It's a mouthful, I realize. Committeetounleashprosperity.com. You sign up for the newsletter. A lot of good stuff. Amazing what happened this week in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Remember what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Kyle Rittenhouse?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Riots and looting, you know, in the summer of 2020 after George Floyd, right?
Yep.
There's a state representative down there by the name of Samantha Kirkman. She made public safety a key issue in a race for county executive. She won. The first time that office has been won by a Republican in a quarter of a century. Think about that. All right? These are local races now. Republicans won a county executive position in Portage County. Big university there, Stevens Point. Last time Portage won Republican for president, 1956.
Mm-hmm.
We like school board races in Waukesha. Three incumbents defeated by conservative challengers. One of the winners, a Catholic school teacher, campaigned against Black Lives Matter. See, this is what happens. This is how you undo this. You stay optimistic, you stay in the fight. For sure. Kevin in Fergus Falls been waiting to weigh in here. Kevin, let's get you in. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, back to Bitcoin. I mentioned that with you and Kevin Kramer. I'd be a little leery of embracing Bitcoin in North Dakota just because I'm kind of the New World Order Antichrist and digital currency. That's just an opinion of mine, but I just wanted to run that by. And then I wanted to thank Jim, the flagpole guy, for his 5 points. He's dead on.
Isn't he the best? He absolutely is.
He's the best.
Yeah, thank you for that, Kevin. Texter sent a note here today. Another photo we'll have to post. Very optimistic. Love seeing this flag every day. Out there on the tractor, photo of the flag. Jim, the flagpole guy, did that. Biden hiked your gas prices. Little sticker, I did that. The flags? Jim, the flagpole guy, did that.
There you go.
USflagpoleguy.com or call it 571-FLAG. When we come back, we're going to talk with a professor about yesterday's House Energy and Commerce Committee, where the oil executives were up there, and according to Democrats, to blame for high gas prices. We'll unpack that next.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Stratacorp wants you. Come build a solid future with the good folks at Stratacorp. Hiring events are happening Wednesday, April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Grand Forks, 1600 North 48th Street. West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. And Mandan, 1105 40th Avenue Southeast. On-site interviews are happening. Find out about $2,500 sign-on bonus for ReadyMix drivers, too. The Stratacorp hiring event, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and Mandan, 11 a.m. to 2, Wednesday, April 13th. Don't miss it. Your future starts now with Stratacorp.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin disclosed in House testimony that the United States military is training Ukrainian soldiers in the United States to use armed drones to attack Russian tanks and other armored vehicles. A bipartisan group of senators will introduce a new bill today that will prevent the Biden administration from removing Title 42 without a detailed plan in place to stop the expected surge of migrants at the border. President Biden plans to end Title 42 by May 23rd. The D.C. Public Health Lab has confirmed a fox that bit a congressman and at least eight other people near the U.S. Capitol Wednesday was rabid. Congressman Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, tells NBC News about his encounter.
Walking to the Hill about 5 o'clock in the afternoon over by the Senate Russell Building and, you know, felt something like lunge at the back of my leg.
The fox was euthanized. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The texts keep rolling in. Here's an optimistic listener. I am optimistic.
All right.
Not because I think our country is going to get turned around and put back on the right track, but I'm optimistic because the Lord is returning very soon to take those who believe in Him and have repented of their sins with Him back to heaven. Everything happening in this world is laid out for us in the Bible, and it's all starting to come to fruition. If you don't know Jesus, now is the time to get right with Him, because He can return at any time.
That's true.
That is true.
But to say that, you know,
it's soon.
He's showing up next week.
That's,
I don't know. It's
above our pay grade.
You have that info yet.
We do not know the hour nor the day.
No.
Yes, exactly right. I do know today is Thursday. And if I'm searching for a great meal, PetroServe USA.
What are we doing in Glendon today again?
I want you to come on in and have some home cooking. Salisbury steak.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
In Glendon today, same as downtown Fargo on MP Avenue. Country fried steak at Harwood off the I-29 exit, or 12th and I-29. Meatball sub today. Mac and beef hot dish in Yulin. What else we got for you? The tater tot hot dish option is there, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or pulled pork. Pulled pork also in Valley City, or French dip sandwich. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. You'll notice Marathon at some PetroServe USA locations, or Senex, or the PetroServe USA branded fuel. They do that because that's how they get you the lowest price at the pump. Lots of choices, too, including E88. Great way to see the state at E88, because you connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So you may have heard that six top oil executives were appearing in Congress yesterday before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And the plan at the hearing was to say, you oil companies are responsible for the high price at the pump. Is that true? We ask our guest, James Coleman, professor of law at the Southern Methodist University Dedman School of Law and publisher of the Energy Law Professor blog. Professor Coleman, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Good. It's great to talk with you.
So how do you... Yeah, answer the question first, and let's unpack this a little bit. Is it is these oil companies that the Democrats just one after the other yesterday, you know, barely even letting the oil executives speak, by the way, laid the narrative that it's their fault. Is it?
No, it's not. And unfortunately, it's absurd. And in fact, Democratic experts know that. We've had, you know, low energy prices from 2015 to 2020, and that wasn't because of corporate generosity. And now we have high energy prices, and that's not because of corporate greed. You know, in fact, if you look at some of the most famous Democratic economists, they're all saying this excuse is nonsense too. Larry Summers, who worked for President Obama and President Clinton, said that this is nonsense to blame high oil prices on corporate greed or market power, and that we should take people less seriously if they're trying to make those kind of excuses.
So you think this is sort of, try and affect the narrative, political argument here? They can't believe that this is the reason it's happening, right? The zero understanding of how markets work, I guess. I don't know. So it's just a political argument in your mind?
Yeah, it's just politics, and it's a kind of relatively common move during when people are playing politics to say, the high prices right now are a result of price gouging rather than, you know, what it's actually a result of, which is we're not producing enough oil to meet the world's needs. But it's, you know, it goes beyond politics in terms of the problems it's currently causing, because the reason we don't have enough energy is for the past year and a half or longer, investors have been afraid to invest in American oil because the Biden campaign and then the Biden presidency has been saying that they're going to do what they can to stop American oil. They've recently changed their tune and said, no, now we want you to drill. Please drill faster. But the challenge is, if you were thinking about putting your money on the line and you wouldn't get a payoff for 5, 10, 15 years, would you trust that they've had a real change of heart and wouldn't just turn back around on you at the first possible moment? And so when the president and the Congress starts blaming you for something everyone knows isn't your fault, it doesn't give you a lot of confidence that they've had a true change of heart and are planning to support American energy producers.
So what takeaways did you have yesterday? How did these executives do in answering the charge, even though it's kabuki theater, right? They're just, it's made for TV. Pound on them, look at us, try and change the narrative. But how'd they do in addressing the accusation from these folks on the House Energy and Commerce Committee? How'd it go?
Well, I think they did about as well as could be done, and I think everything pretty much proceeded as expected. You know, we had these same kind of hearings time and time again. We had them in 2008 with high prices. We had them, in 2013 with high prices. These happen, and that's what makes them so absurd. As everyone knows, this is a result of market factors. It's not a result of corporate greed. Of course, companies always want to make money. That doesn't change, and that won't change in the future. But the changes, from low to high prices that we see all the time are about whether we have enough energy being produced around the world, and especially here in America now that we're the number one producer of both oil and gas. And right now, we're not producing enough because there are a number of headwinds for American energy in terms of, fear that the government is planning to do its best to shut it down.
So of those headwinds, what would be the most easily, what's the low-hanging fruit that people could rally behind to say this is a no-brainer? I saw recently that the uptick in Bakken crude, we're obviously our listeners in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, but the Bakken, this massive play. The story out yesterday, one of the major energy producers, publications rather, that said Bakken crude by rail has increased almost barrel for barrel at the same of what we're reducing that we're taking from Russia. Seems to me that's a great solution. Let's do everything we can to ramp up production here and counter the Russian oil. What else can we do? What else should we be advocating for that would bring the price down and take advantage of the fact that the time is now for American energy? Even I assume the average consumer that doesn't pay attention to politics has got to agree with that. What should we do?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think there's a widespread consensus from sort of serious thinkers across the aisle that we need more American energy. And that's what they're thinking, the same thing in Europe as well. They're desperate for more oil and gas from America. Same thing is true in Asia. And so I would say there's two big things that we can do. First, like a legal change would be to speed up the permitting process. Right now, it's too easy for courts to come in years after the fact, after years of environmental review, and stop projects from going forward. Yeah, you can think about the Dakota Access Pipeline, which almost got shut down a couple times, and luckily kind of dodged that bullet. But there are other projects that we needed that have been shut down. So that's a legal change that could be made by Congress and the administration, I think, would help a lot. I think the second thing is not a legal change, but it's just the rhetoric. Remember, so much of this depends, the future of American energy, on investors being willing to support it. And they're not willing to support it if they think that the administration, either openly or in secret, plans to do what it best can to kill it. And so I think having consistent support from the administration, where they're not blaming things on the oil industry that really aren't its fault, where they don't just say, hey, we want you to drill now, but say, we intend to support you for years to come, would make a huge difference in terms of promoting more investment in the American energy sector.
You mentioned the permitting process. This is a prime example where the Biden administration is caught bald-faced in a lie when they say, hey, you got these leases, use them. Well, it isn't about leases. It's about permits once the leases are agreed to. And the time it takes to approve a permit now under the Biden administration is four times or five times as slow as it was during the Trump administration. And what is it? I forget the number, 5,000, 9,000. There's a ton of permits just awaiting approval. That if they said, hey, okay, let's do everything in our power, let's say yes to all those, immediately you have more energy production, more drilling happening right here, right now. I mean, they're caught on that one, aren't they, Professor?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's an absurd talking point. Just because you have a lease doesn't mean you can drill. You need the permit to drill, and the government in many ways has made that more difficult to get. So, yeah, they're saying anything they can to try and deal with this political problem they have, that they tried to hold back American oil and gas production, and so American oil and gas has gotten more expensive, and that's made them look bad politically, and now they're just saying anything to try and get out of that problem. And, yeah, hey, I think we can all understand that impulse. Once you get in trouble, you'll say almost anything to get out of it, but the problem is that it's making things worse because it's showing American investors that there's not going to be rational, consistent support. There's not going to be a responsible administration supporting energy security. And so, sometimes we dismiss it as politics, but it has real effects in the world, and it's diminishing our global and American energy security.
Last question, only about a minute left for your answer, but I'm curious, a lot of what is made this challenging is the public markets related to ESG and the access to capital. And these companies are rewarded now for holding production steady, not doubling down. Do you see any sea change there coming, given the price points right now? Do you see possibly private markets providing the capital? What's the fix there?
Well, yeah, that's already starting to happen, right? We're seeing more investment from private companies. They're the first ones to turn around private investment. And I think we'll see that going forward. That's going to shift because, you can drill very profitably right now, and that's inevitably going to draw more investment to the sector. But, I think that there's going to need to be a wider shift. And in some ways, that's where I think, more responsible rhetoric from Washington could have an impact in terms of making people realize that more American oil and gas production is part of a sustainable future.
Well, I appreciate the conversation today. James Coleman, professor of law at the Southern Methodist University Dedman School of Law, publisher of the Energy Law Professor blog, keeping watch on the circus yesterday with the six oil executives up there at the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate the time. More reason for optimism when we come back on What's on Your Mind for the final segment. Don't go away.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to SwansonHyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at SwansonHyperbarics.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Dr. Peter McCullough is coming to Fargo, known by millions across the world as someone that has fought COVID-19 overreach. He'll be here along with lawyer Chris Kobach, the lawyer litigating against the federal government on behalf of North Dakota and the COVID shot mandates. May 6th, 7 p.m., sponsored by Freedom Matters USA, hosted by ND Conservative Advocates. Tickets at eventbrite.com or go to ndcan.org, ndcan.org. And don't miss Peter McCullough in Fargo, May 6th, 7 p.m.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Check this out. You've been able to preview, and you still can, on SchwannBuickGMC.com. The 2022 GMC Hummer EV pickup. Motor Trend says it's completely ridiculous, and we absolutely love it. Each number is more bonkers than the last. 0 to 60 in 3.0 seconds. Quickest pickup they've ever tested, beating the fastest gas-powered pickup by over a second. Now, if you're thinking, well, I don't need to go that fast, there's lots more, and they all come, all the new Buicks, GMCs, and the late model used vehicles, most of those with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, hey, for all of your optimistic listeners, please be guarded and remember that Joe Biden got elected president. Joe Biden! Joe Biden. I said that a little louder because of an exclamation point there.
Or did he?
Are you kidding me?
I was going to say.
Are you kidding me?
There are those who don't believe that was quite the case.
I'm pessimistic with no verified vote, says another. I'm not a believer. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, presidential campaign. I don't know why. I'm not a big Nikki Haley fan. No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Like, I understand that sentence completely.
I can't tell you. I don't know. Texas says changing the permitting process and put all the pipelines back in play to help move the oil. Warren Buffett's made enough money at Americans' expense. He doesn't need every gallon going by rail.
Well, there's that.
And let's be honest, at his age, when is enough really enough?
Yeah, really.
Texas says, I'm a little optimistic. All right, still optimistic. Finally, people seem to be getting it. Both Texas and Florida are saying enough. Both states are chartering buses to transport illegal aliens. Texas to D.C., Florida to Delaware.
Love it.
Is that not hilarious?
Did you hear Greg Abbott talking about that?
About time, I say.
Yeah, here's a quick clip of Greg Abbott saying, no, you can have
to
them.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C.
Greg Abbott! Yes.
You know what? Forcing the media to actually cover the mess at the border.
Yes.
Forcing them to.
Well done, sir.
They'll probably ban buses like they ban trucks now, though.
Yeah.
They can't, though. A lot of buses in D.C.
While you're at it, drop a few in Martha's Vineyard, maybe over in Wilmington for a few, you know.
There you
maybe
go.
Maybe San Fran. Go down to, you know, wherever.
Last text of the day. Lister says, optimistic with an exclamation point because I'm an American.
Amen.
There you go.
There you go.
And as we said earlier, you choose your attitude every day. We talked about that. Well, one way you can kind of give yourself a little boost is with our friend Hot Tub Vinny. Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, where it's pool school day today.
Pool school!
Exactly right.
Pool school!
You can every day made better is how you get optimistic, right, Vince?
That's right. Every day made better, and today is our pool school. It's a fun day. Great weather day to be inside and learning about how to take care of your hot tub or swimming pool, and we'll have some fun along the way. We're doing hot dogs and hamburgers on the Big Green Egg, have some beverages, chips to go along with that, and a great opportunity to save 30% on your pool and hot tub chemicals. It is one of those deals where, given the supply chain, it's really hard to look at a discount when you factor in everything going on, but we're doing it anyway because that's what we've always done, and it really makes it an easy process for our customers to take care of their swimming pool this upcoming season and your hot tub year-round.
And folks may or may not know this, but how they've kept inventory at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is just that aggressive effort to go out and find them, get them, and get them there, right? I mean, you're gobbling up everything the factory put out in saunas and hot tubs. That's how you take on a supply chain issue. Go get them, right?
Yeah, you gotta fight every step of the way. That's right. And we do, just in the world of being blessed, we do have a lot of inventory and in saunas. Finally, hot tubs are starting to come in, and both of those products are really, really needed in our world more than ever for true relaxation from stress and daily activity. And excited to announce some new financing programs, too, to offset the rising cost of everything. And we have, like, literally a 12-year finance plan, which basically gets you a super low payment, and you can pay that off at any time, or even 12 months, no interest. No payment, so pay nothing for a year, and that will help you get into Everyday Made Better in the fact of a sauna and or a hot tub.
Love it. And today it's the West Fargo location, so the chemicals, best deal of the year, 30% off. Customer appreciation, got the big green egg out there cooking up the burgers and the weenies. Can't go wrong there, so make today the day. Trust me on this one thing. It makes it a lot easier to be optimistic when you're in that wellness regimen of in the hot tub, in the sauna, splash pool in the backyard. It really does. So today's the day. Pool school. What do you do at pool school, by the way?
The really you know, for customers that have a pool or hot tub, and even if you don't and you think, oh, it's too much work, I'm not going to get one of these products, it's pool and hot tub care made easy. 1, 2, 3, ABC. And sometimes we get a lot of chemicals and stuff, and we don't know what we're doing, and we're just tossing them in there for the sake of doing it. Don't. Come in, learn the process, keep it super easy. You know, it's all about using these products. And if we can make the maintenance easy, guess what? You're going to use it more. And if you use it more, like you said, the wellness, you're releasing endorphins, it is very hard not to be optimistic.
Exactly right. That's why we love them. Hot Springs Spas Pool Tables 2 next to Spitfire in West Fargo for the pool school.
The app is awesome.
Today, tonight, it's the time to do it. Thanks, Vince. God bless everybody. See you tomorrow for a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April auctions include nearly 1,500 acres of crop pasture and hunting land in Slope, Stark, Hettinger, and Dunn counties in western North Dakota, 224 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, and 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Griggs County, and further auctions in Pembina, Stutzman, Wells, and Burley counties in North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.